You are listening to episode 915. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm honored to share with you today a brand new meditation series. We're launching into a brand new series on releasing negative thoughts. Now, I have to say that this is one of the biggest challenges that many people face when they meditate and in their day-to-day life. Releasing these thoughts, such as anger, anxiety, and depression, that can really bring you to your knees. So I'm excited to share with you different techniques to help you manage these negative thoughts. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So for this week's series, as I mentioned, it's all about releasing negative thoughts. And you can be guided in a complete meditation where I guide you through using these same thoughts. If you go over to my website at sipandom.com, it's sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And when you go there, you'll see where you can receive 2 free weeks of a membership meditation site. And along with the meditations, you get a Facebook group as well as a journal that's customized with each week's meditation series. So you could get the Release Negative Thoughts journal for this week, as well as a slowdown guide. And the guides have all the techniques I share with you throughout the week organized nicely for you. So again, you can go to sipandom.com, and of course, there you'll also find all the podcast episodes. And I leave the techniques that I share in the podcast there. So you can go over to the podcast tab and you can see this week's series. You can find the Release Negative Thoughts episode right there waiting for you. Now, I can't very well mention negative thoughts without sharing something with you, and that is something that's called the verities. It's spelled V-R-I-T-T-I-S, verities. And verities is an ancient Sanskrit word which means a vortex or a whirlpool, and it's in regard to your thoughts. So one way to think about a vritti is if you consider water. Now, vrittis are the outward manifestation of our consciousness, which is influenced by our thoughts. So a vritti is a thought. And there are different kinds of thoughts as well. So if you think of your vritti as when you consider a body of water, such as the ocean or a lake, and imagine it calm, completely calm. Well, when you have a thought, it creates a little ripple on the surface of the water. So the water is representative of your thoughts, your whole thought process. And when you place emphasis on a particular thought, it creates a little ripple. Well, if you place even more emphasis on it, it creates a bigger ripple. And even more emphasis, it creates a wave. And if you keep thinking about this thought, giving it your energy, it creates a vortex, a big whirlpool. it starts to circulate and spin. So you can imagine all these little waves on the surface of water, but some of them are a vortex of energy because the current is stronger there. So you're feeding your thoughts more with this particular thought, creating a stronger thought current. So when you have a big negative thought, such as anxiety, anger, and depression, what's happened is you've created a vortex with your thoughts. So a technique I want to share with you, and you'll learn all kinds of techniques in every episode in this 7-part week-long series. If you consider with your thoughts, what kind of thought that is. So you know the emotion it generates, but do you know the kind of thought it is? So according to the Ritchie thought process, the thought can be based on knowledge, or it could be based on inaccurate knowledge, or it could be your imagination or a fantasy, or it could be sleep, your dream state, or the thought could be a memory. So just consider this. Now, in the technique that I want to share with you today, it's a way for you to process your negative thoughts. It's not a way for you to completely eliminate them to where they vanish, they're gone. It's a way for you to begin the process of releasing your negative thoughts because it's a process. Now, if you go back to thinking of your thoughts as water, I'll share with you, when I was a little girl, we used to swim in a river, and this river had some pretty strong currents and whirlpools. We called them the rapids, and we had to be really careful when we were swimming that we didn't get caught in a rapid. And I would go with my older brothers and sisters, and they were always saying, if you get caught in a rapid, relax your body and you'll shoot right out of it. If you try to resist it, you'll never get out of it. You'll just spin around and around and around. So this is the same way I'd like you to consider your thoughts. So when you're having a negative thought, don't try to resist that thought. Don't try to mask it or cover it up with a technique. I want you to be open to the thought. I want you to work with it and to relax and open up to it. So this might not be what you were thinking of when you sat down to meditate to release negative thoughts. But what you'll find is that this is really one of the only ways to release your negative thoughts. It's to open up and relax and begin to work with the thought. So if you're seated now, getting ready to meditate, or maybe you're lying down, getting ready to go to sleep, or you're going about your day and you're doing errands, it's all good. Honor where you are. And honor the kind of thoughts you're having. Now, I actually guide you through a complete training using a 3-part process in the membership site that I mentioned to you at sipandom.com. I don't usually leave a full training, but I happened to create a training on how to release negative thoughts because it's something people struggle with so much. So you can go over there and sign up to receive 2 free weeks and you could get that training. But for now, settle yourself into your meditation space or wherever you are. And as you do so, sit with the negative thoughts that you're having and work with your breath. So as you inhale through your nose, feel your body begin to relax. And as you exhale, breathe into the negative thought, the tension that you feel in your body emotionally and physically from this thought. Notice where you hold it. Notice how it makes you feel in your body. And just breathe into it and create expansion there. And feel yourself open up. This will help you to work with this thought so that you can ultimately release it. But you have to start to become aware of the thought and to acknowledge it and to work with it. So inhale and feel yourself begin to relax. And as you exhale, feel yourself create openness and expansion where you feel this thought lingering in your body. Continue to do this, becoming more at ease with this thought. And then sit in stillness, just noticing the effects on your body, and meditate just to the point where you still feel joy doing it. Leave your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.